I'm Natty. My name's Eddie. And real grateful to be here. Real grateful to be here. Sharing the miracle recovery just for the day. Preliminaries. Thank you so much. I'm going to get back to you, but thank you. I want to thank the committee for, I don't think it's taking a risk. I really don't. But I am grateful to be able to be a part of anything that opens the door for somebody else to come in to believe and understand that you never have to use again. So just to be a small part of that. And each and every one of us that's in this venue right now is a part of that. It's not about me. It's about us coming together just to be able to show the newcomer that there is a better way. That we really do recover. We do, for real. You know, we stop using drugs. We find a new way to live through the 12 steps in Narcotics Anonymous. And that has been evident in my life. I also want to give a disclaimer, like right now, I'm not always exactly sure what I might say. I've got some stuff that, you know, that I can like drop on you or whatever, but sometimes from there to here, I don't know. So hey, look, if I say something that ain't like quite what you might think I should say, charge it to my head and not my heart. Cause I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love what it has done in my life. And I am eternally grateful. Also want to say that I'm grateful to the people in the Baltimore area of Narcotics Anonymous for just keeping me buoyant. A lot of times it's just thinking about the love that they share with me that give me the courage to face another day. If you're from Baltimore, just raise your hand a little bit. It's all right. It's not against. Listen, hear what I'm saying to you. It's not against nothing, because we all one in the same. We all one in the same. But I am so grateful for the support and the love that I receive from the people in the Baltimore area of Narcotics Anonymous. I would be utterly remiss to not thank my wife. Good God Almighty. I'm saying good God Almighty. I'm going to tell you all the story some other time, but thank you. So I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve just to tell you a little bit about my fifth step process. And that's why I can say thank you, because you opened the door for me. You opened the door for me. Because I was putting something together, right? And I was sitting there and I was saying, well, wait a minute. That might not be what you want to say. But it's something about when you like get to this spot right here. There is a God-like spirit that takes place in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm just grateful that from time to time, he tends to allow me to stand before you for some healing. I got to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous November the 15th, 1990, after a devastating relapse. Devastating relapse. And I was listening to people share, and I was trying to figure out, like, how come, like, I couldn't stay clean? How come everybody else was still here? And I heard something. If you come to meetings regularly, you're going to hear something. And something I heard said, the steps are our solution. I didn't know I was looking for a solution. I needed a solution. I needed a way to stop trying to figure it out on my own and nation. They said, the steps are our survival kit. Well, I'll be damned. I needed a survival kit. The steps are what makes recovery possible. So I got busy. I got a sponsor and I got busy. Didn't have a lot of time. So I got busy. I shot dope a long time, man. I shot dope long and I shot dope hard. And I couldn't figure out, man, how come I just could not stop. I just couldn't figure that out. And I got a sponsor and he began to carry me through the step process. And when we got to step five is a tough step. Because it has a requirement. Honesty. Now, I don't know about you, but when you say honest and addict in the same sentence, wait a minute. No, I'm like serious like right here. Like when you say honest, addict in the same sentence, I don't know. It sort of kind of give me a something like that, right? But I remember my sponsor. I took my fourth step. You know, it says I set an appointment with my sponsor and took my fourth step to him. And I had been on my fourth step for a while. And by the time I got it finished, I felt good. Like I had actually done something that somebody told me to do, and I actually really done it, like for real. And I felt good. And we had an appointment, and I took my fourth step to his house. And we started talking like, he's talking like arbitrary, like not, like about the rent and the cooking, and I didn't know, we gotta get to this. And what I understand today, because I've done a lot of fifth steps with my sponsees, he had to like get that anxiety down. You see what I'm saying? Sponsorship is real important. But what I remember is when I handed him my fourth step, right, he took it and slung it across the room. And I'm like, oh my God. He said, calm down. He said, give me your hand. And he took my hand in his hand. And he looked me in my eyes and he said, do you trust me? Oh my God. I started shaking. He said, do you trust me? Yeah. He said, well, I trust you to tell me about what you wrote. And I said, because I still had a little dopamine in me. I said, well, since he ain't going to read it, had a little bit left. But it's something about, in the fifth step, it said, if you want the whole thing, if you want the whole thing, you got to give the whole thing. You see what I'm saying? So I sat down and I started talking to him. He said, just talk to me. Tell me about what you wrote. And I started talking to him about this little kid named Eddie. Nice little kid. Had the little yes ma'am and no sir and thank you please and may I. Right? Real polite and had some aspirations and ambitions and just like wanted to be like something. I wanted to be a singer, man. I did. I wanted to be a singer because I could sing. I could sing now, for real, I'm not, but I wanted to be a singer. There was a lot of things going on inside this little kid named Eddie who he couldn't quite figure out how to manage. How come my mama don't hug me? Where my daddy at? How come they got little toys and shit? And where my bike? Mama said, if you pray to God, he'll give you the bike. Mama said. And I got on my knees every night, God, give me the bike. Give me the bike, God. And I went in there on Christmas morning like we always did. And won't no goddamn bike in there. Won't no bike. It's a little road. The baby bag of candy and one shit. And what's wrong with me? And a girl, in it with the girl, sitting next to me in the class, pretty girl too. I didn't like it to her. No, man, she was pretty, man. She had them two long Pocahontas plaits and shit. And I was real smart in school. Not because I wanted to be. I was smart because my mother beat the shit out of me if I wasn't. And she sat next to me in the class. And I just wanted some attention, right? But I didn't have no nothing. I ain't had nothing. But I was smart. And she was dumb as a box of bricks. And I knew I could give her what I had, man. I could let her cheat off my paper. Yeah, I let her cheat off my paper. Because I just wanted some attention. I'm an addict who needs attention. Let me give you this piece. 7'7". Altar boy. Reading Latin, serving at the altar. People didn't understand what I'm talking about. Real proud of myself. But one day, the man said, go down in the basement, Eddie. Go in the basement in the back and get that box and bring it back up here. And I went down in the basement. In the back, in the dark, and I heard a voice say, take your pants down. And I knew something was about to happen to me that I did not have the power to change or do anything about. And that man hurt me in the basement of that church. And he said, you better not never tell nobody. And I couldn't tell nobody. I didn't have the loving and nurturing parents that I believe I should have had, that I could have went to for nurturing. It was a little kid in our neighborhood. He wasn't right. And he was in our little crew or whatever, but he was cool, right? And one day I told him, take his pants down. He ain't took his pants down. He liked it in me. He ain't know what to do. As I was 16 years old, fine, dark-skinned, dapper dude I was. Didn't know that I had been, like, stuffing all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about surgery. Oh, 16. Fine, dapper, dark-skinned dude. Yeah, it was. I ain't too bad right now, let it be. But anyhow. But I stuck my arm out. I was 16, I stuck my arm out. And the feeling that I got from that made me feel like, fuck everybody! Fuck all y'all! I would do whatever the fuck I want to do, whenever I want to do it. Fuck you! And my life went on a torrid spiral, wreaking havoc and disappointment and not caring about nothing or nobody. November 15th, 1990. Got to that place where I believe we all get to before we get to this place. The end. The end. I'm talking about not the end. I'm talking about the end when ain't no more. I couldn't think of nothing. If I could have thought of something, I'd have had another clean date or dead. And I'm talking to my sponsor, and he's sitting there, and he's sharing with me some things that had transpired in his life. But here's one of the most nurturing things that has ever happened to me in talking to another man. My sponsor put his arms around me and held my head to his chest. And he said, "That wasn't your fault. Nobody never told me that." So when we're talking about like surgery of the spirit, there's a God-like quality that works from one end to another. And if I can be honest enough, to talk about myself, what has transpired in my life, God will provide. And so here we are like in the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm in NA as a result of a 12 step member. I would be utterly remiss if I didn't speak his name. I speak his name in reverence. God damn it. Man, if you could see me now, oh my God, he would be so, so happy and proud. His name was Avon J. He was a fine, upstanding member of Narcotics Anonymous, and he told me, "You can make it, Eddie." I didn't have nothing in and of myself that I could believe in that would give me the vision of me making it. But he said, "You can make it, Eddie." So newcomer, we're here today to tell you, you can make it. You can stay clean. You can have a better quality of life. But it's your choice. You got to choose it. Not only by word of mouth, but by action and deed. Do what we do. Right? So here's what the fifth step has given me today. Because I live by the fifth step today. It is what it say. God, myself, and another human being. Now, why is that significant, right? Because it say God already know. Yeah, but that ain't what it told you to do. Yeah. So can you go to him? Can you go to him in the tough moments? Right? Like today, like when life ain't quite going the way you want it to go. Right? Can you look at the part you play? Can you do that? Can you own your own shit? Because that's where we are in recovery. We are about owning our own shit. Myself. No, I'm not talking about them other two motherfuckers. No, me, myself. No. No. No, no, because them other two motherfuckers get in no fucking way, man. Because they always want shit. They want you to, no, no. You. You. And somebody else. Can you have the courage? Oh man, you did it. Can you have the courage to just tell somebody what's in here? Nah, it's in, nah, we ain't, no, in here. Right? Let me tell you something. When I met my wife, right, I ain't gonna tell nothing, babe, but I need to say that. When I met my wife, right, I had just come out of a 15. I don't know if God gave me the woman that I have now, but I trust that God gave me the opportunity, right, to be present when somebody crossed my path so that I wouldn't anyway. Our first encounter, right? I told her my whole story. I told her my whole story. She probably thought I was crazy, mom. Told her, mom, ain't had what I ain't got nothing. What I got. Ain't got nothing else. Right? But here's what I want to say. Just being able to be honest with my wife about some things, right? I remember I told her about my little bike experience. See, because that experience always made me feel like I was never quite good enough. Like right now, today, that's a lot of my challenge today. I don't quite... Little shit, like I buy new shit and don't even never wear it. Shit like that. Buy it and take it back. And shit like that. My wife brought me a Christmas gift last Christmas. I bet you can't never guess what it was. God damn, that's what it was. She brought me a little, not no big bike. No, I'm talking about like the little teeny little bike she brought me, right? And I got on the little bike, and I was jumping up and down. And she took some pictures and shit. It's not the bit, what the bite? We're talking about the healing. We're talking about the surgery of the spirit. We're talking about being able to say, it wasn't your fault, Eddie. You okay? It's all right. I love you. Oh my God. Let me get out of here with this right here. In the literature it says in our literature, one of the things that happened to us as we was out there like that, we lost the ability to give love and to receive love. And I know I make it hard for you sometimes by not being as receptive as I should be of the love that you give me, but I'm so grateful that you got a God that strengthens you and gives you the courage to keep giving me what you had to give. And if I could say anything to anybody, let's keep trying. Let's just keep trying, because that's what it's all about. It ain't about perfection. It's just about progress. And if you put one foot in front of the other, that which was in front of you will be behind you.